Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
To the front, hopefully a magnificent stop on Pominville. Play continues, and the Wild score. This game is tied. Frantic action at both ends while referee Ian Walsh was down in a heap. The play continued.
Yeah, they let the play continue. The referee has that right. He does, and it took three or four whacks before they finally shuffled it underneath Braden Holtby.
Pominville, always dangerous. Lines and fires. He scores. Pominville does it again. Wild have the lead.
That's all we do.
We got the lead. We always
win
the
lead games.
Yeah. Who needs a veteran? Put him in there.
Pete Wagner, thank you so much for filling in for us while we made our way back to the radio station here. We're back in the warm, friendly confines of Sports Radio 105, The Ticket 105A is what we call it. Heck of a couple of games you've had already this afternoon. Looking forward to this 6 o'clock game tonight, man. You've got to be tired.
No, I actually am feeling good.
Really?
You know, my buddy on the air, Andrew Nealon, said I looked like I was battered when he saw me this morning.
Wow.
I think I had the puffy eyes, the whole thing going on, and... You know, but I'm back. I mean, I think I smelled the hockey arena. You know how that whole thing goes, and just the essence of the rink. We're back, and this is awesome. So, so it's just all it's, you know, it's almost like a mouse and cheese.
Yeah, well,
and also a guy like you. I mean, you got to watch that popcorn. I mean, that's why you have the bags under your eyes, all that sodium. You probably had 8, 10, 12
but
bags
there's
of popcorn.
Not that much popcorn
actually,
when it comes to the XL Energy Center.
Story,
like there
you
is
don't
a
love
high school
this
game.
One, Mike. I don't eat popcorn, and there's a reason why, and it occurred right at this facility about 3 years ago.
Diverticulitis, you're going to say that.
No, I bit into a kernel and needed a root canal immediately after.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Oh, do
you're,
I?
You're hammering away on that, and all of a sudden, boom.
Crack.
Yep.
Wow. Pete Wagner, the voice of the hockey games, the state high school hockey tournament right here on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. You're going to take a little bit of a break. But you have the Cake Eaters tonight, number 2-seeded Edina against unseeded Duluth East, Class 2A semifinal. And then later on tonight, number 1, Lakeville North. And who's that kid with the hair? He's all over the internet.
Sepper. Luke Sepper.
Sepper. Honest to God, he is all over the internet because when he was introduced yesterday.
Did you see how proud he was of that?
Yeah, he came up right in front of the camera. Took off his ponytail holder or whatever he had and then did like a shake. It was
Alberto VO5 is what I call it.
Alberto VO5. I haven't heard that in a long, long time. A little Aquanet commercial.
Totally. Just snapping Funny the hair stuff. Around. It was unbelievable.
Had the flow working.
So how much play? I mean, because I'm in kind of a cocoon here. You know, you work at the social media with the game stuff, you know. How much has this thing exploded out there?
It's unbelievable, just driving in and out of the place.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I have no idea how many people were crossing the street, you know, when I was coming into the...
just jaywalking
into the river.
Crossing the street anywhere they darn well please
to. It's unbelievable. It's outrageous, the numbers of people, the sheer numbers of people.
And watching the game last night, I had the game on so I could see it, and then I was listening to you, Pete, on 105 The Ticket, obviously. But it looks like, I mean, there's a lot of people at the game, a ton of kids as we were walking in. And then walking through the River Center in the Let's Play Hockey extravaganza, I just want to say thank God for yoga pants.
Oh, I can't touch it. I'm out.
Sure you don't want to take a crack at it?
I'm wearing a
pair right now. Are you telling me I'm not touching? You're telling me I'm not touching?
That's a pair I was talking
about.
Okay,
well, I prefer you not touch me.
I've got a 16-year-old daughter, soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter. I can't go there.
I think you're probably right. I've got three daughters.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So
I do.
The whole room
still
just put their hands up and started shaking their heads saying, no.
Good stuff, though, but it's very Festivus down there, and there's no question about it, and it does smell like hockey down there. There's no
awesome.
Question. Got a few hot dogs in the air, and it's going to be a great time all weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Pete, you said you wanted to make a couple of comments. I want to let you go get some rest here, but I want to get your thoughts on last night's Wild game. They won 2-1 over the Washington Capitals in our nation's capital. Palmer scored a couple of goals in the third period, 5 minutes apart from each other to seal the deal down the stretch. No Alex Ovechkin, but continue to win. And then back-to-back games. There's another game tonight. Carolina Hurricanes out on the East Coast. Dubnyk starting again, back-to-back games. And what are your feelings on that? Because obviously you're our hockey guy.
That's a whole story within a story. Devan Dubnyk starting again for adding to his record 23 starts. And, you know, at some point, I you got to ride him the crest there as long as you can. But it kind of comes down to hope this doesn't bite him when it really matters to qualify for the playoffs. And, I mean, it just really is a testament to their lack of confidence in anything else they have in the organization. And then I start getting into the former goaltender thought of overuse, not only physically but mentally. Especially the mental can lead to the physical injuries. And so I worry a little bit about the those type of breakdowns. You know, and we all know about hydration. That's a big issue with that position, too, as well. I don't know if anybody knows, but the gear you wear as a goaltender is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, today these guys have got it easy. First, they're in Kevlar. None of it, it beads the water out, that type of thing. But still, the fact is, it's a lot heavier than you think. You're moving around in it. Your legs are basically flexed. If you take a regular skater and put him into the net, they will get out of there in 2 seconds and say, "This is the worst work I've ever had to do. I can't
really
do this." Oh my
it's
word!
Pretty heavy.
It's incredible. So the legs are just it must be incredible on those guys.
This is the way I equate it. It's a power position with agility. And so if you think you're in an athletic position the entire game from knee to hip, you have to have incredible power in your thighs and in your waist, and your core has to be together. But you also have to maintain flexibility, and along with that, have some aerobic energy because you're up, down, up, down, up, down. And the way they play it now, it's even more so. I don't care what anybody says. The wear and tear that takes onto these hips and the labrums, Nick Backstrom along the way with the new pads because they had to change the configurations. And, you know, like I've said this before, I think he's part of a lawsuit that went on to that. But these guys get hurt with that when you overuse it. So I would love to have seen, you know, you get the win in Washington, you know, you hear the perfect road win. That thing was absolutely perfect last night. And, you know, another guy, Pominville, is starting to turn up his goal-scoring niche here as he's rolling along. Much needed at this time of the year. He's usually a 30 goal scorer. He's well off that pace, but very important. But I couldn't help but notice, you guys, just the straight excuse making out of Jay Beninati on the play-by-play there.
Yeah,
I mean, just they scored. Well, deal with it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
hilarious.
You know, someone came to town. Someone is in town that's better than you are. So just take your beat down. But yep. Pete, thank you so much. And thanks for holding in there for us to get back here to the studio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Pete Wagner.
Pete, the Cake Eaters, Edina tonight, 6 o'clock game. Heck of a deal.
Yeah, it's quite a deal down there. I mean, can you imagine that down there? I mean, how many thousands of people were crossing to and from getting to that building? They love high school hockey in this town. Who's that? Wait just a minute.
Yoga Pants.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about...
I love me some yoga pants.
I'm not a pedophile. I'm not talking about the 15-year-old kids. I don't know why Pete brought it that way, but... I mean, their hockey moms are wearing the yoga pants, too.
And dads. That's what I'm looking for.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I'd put it in yoga pants. but my goodness, it's a beautiful sight down there. Hockey fans are a different breed altogether anyway, but they are what do they call them? The sweaters. They're not jerseys. They're sweaters, right?
Sweaters.
They're everywhere down there, and it's Festivus.
A couple of people walking by with Minnesota Vikings. There's some Viking stuff down there, too, and a guy asked you to sign autographs, and I wanted to make sure that you didn't sign it. What do you normally sign it as?
Bon Scott.
Bon Scott. Did you sign your real name, or did you sign Bon Scott?
You know what? That guy was a pretty serious collector. I know him. And I ran into another one. Walking out, that had pictures for me as I got off the elevator with you. He was standing right there with some stuff to sign, and I said, "Where do you get these?" He goes, "Where do you get these?" And he told me his place where he gets all these collectible items, and he hoards it, you know.
Because they knew you were going to be down there. They're bringing all this stuff to come find you.
And he found me, and he said, "Please, this time, don't put Bon Scott." I must have done it once or twice to him, too. I must have done it once or twice. He goes, "Come on, man, don't ruin this now, Star. Don't ruin it." And I normally ruin my own name anyway, so it doesn't much matter.
It's the day before the storm starts, because this weekend I'm just going to be glued to the radio. Obviously, 105 The Ticket.
Yep,
the high school hockey games, the hockey tournaments, all the games right here on 105 The Ticket. But also in between those games, I would imagine updates about free agency, because tomorrow's the first day that NFL teams can start talking to players. Even though that, I mean, you get things like the Miami Dolphins already today, saying we're pretty confident we're going to get Ndamukong Suh for 6 years, $102 million. Well, how do you know that if you're not communicating with the agent or the player? They're not supposed to, but tomorrow is the legal tampering time period with the free agency opening on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about this for the rest of the show and off and on. We got a lot to talk about, but what are the Minnesota Vikings going to do? I've got a question coming up in 4.5 questions. Obviously, Mike Zimmer had said that, and Rick Spielman too, that they're not going to be big players in free agency. Well, then why are they creating so much cap space? Why are they restructuring deals and moving Matt Cassel because he makes too much money and cutting Charlie Johnson? I mean, they have about $25 million to spend, so they can go out and make a splash.
Well, they can't make anything happen for those two players. Charlie Johnson is about done, and Cassel certainly off the injured list and looking to play and not backing up.
But they're looking to restructure guys like Chad Greenway, who's going to make $8.8 million, Greg Jennings, $11 million.
They're going to ease up on some of those guys. They're going to have to restructure the way it looks. And we're going to be talking with Master T a little bit about Chad Greenway and about him and free agency and where he stands with all this.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson said to make $12.75 million. I mean, if all that money or some of that money comes off, our number will just continue to grow, because with those guys and their pretty big contracts that I don't think personally matches what they give on the field play-wise. Veteran leadership, sure. Mm. But when it comes to production on the field, I don't think it necessarily matches. I know you might disagree with the Chad Greenway deal, but we'll...
Special player.
We have $25 million in cap space with those guys at those big numbers. And we're going to want to resign... The Vikings are going to want to resign Harrison Smith, too. I mean, the next year is his last year of his rookie deal.
We have some key spots that have to come back. And a couple of those... I mean, you mentioned Harrison Smith, but also a guy... two guys that have the same agent, Tom Johnson and Joe Berger.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they're looking for some contracts, too, and I'm sure they should get bumped up a little bit. I mean, you got to take care of them and sweeten it up for them a little bit. They're not going to break the bank, but you got to make them want to come back and have a role on this team and give them a kick up for some of the production they had out there on the field last season. I thought they were both very good at what they were supposed to do in their role.
For sure.
So anyway, we'll come back. We're going to talk with Master T. You want to talk with Master T?
No, we'll
talk
to him. Yeah, 4.5 questions. We'll talk to Master T coming up at 4:45.
We're having to call a few audibles here. So so bear with us. But we're going to go 4.5 questions at 4:30, and I'll come back and let Ben fire away on Radioactive Sports.
The high-flying Timberwolves are in town. Stop by Hubert's and join superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson, broadcasting live before every Wednesday home game.
The superstar Mike Morris and I will have Timberwolves players and coaches on the air, as well as our awesome ticket girl sampling North Lake beer.
Plus, Hubert's will have adult root beer floats made with Kilbrew root beer and North Lake beer on tap.
Wolves Wednesday, presented by North Lakes Brewing and Kilbrew root beer. Live from Hubert's, starting at 4 before every Wednesday Wolves home game on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins.
I never know if I should set my clocks ahead or turn them back.
I've traveled all across space-time.
I hate the changing the clocks this weekend.
Daylight savings time?
I realize I'm asking you to rip the very fabric of space and time.
What time is it?
I will never reset the time on my microwave. It's only 6 months.
It's not me. No. No. It's early.
Put it another way, your microwave is about to have the right time on it again.
It's a good point. You really never have to worry about it.
I have this this brand new weather thing that you put in your house. When you put that little thing outside, it tells you the temperature outside, if you're going to have ice in the next 12 hours or there's going to be sunshine. For this, I cannot get it. It's 2 hours behind. So right now it would say 2:32. I cannot change it for the life of me. I change it and it goes right back. I want to throw the thing through the window.
Just like Bill Belichick in A Football Life, two parts to that. I think you've seen it.
It's a great show, NFL Network.
NFL Network. He says, some people are good at things like, you know, gadgetry and technology. And you know, I talk football with people. I know football, but I don't know how to set the alarm on my car. I don't know how to set the clock on my car.
Sure.
And they walked out to his car with him for this feature. And he sat in the driver's seat and the cameraman slides in. And Belichick goes, I can't figure it out. Like, it just seems there should be a button that you could push right here and roll it to the correct time, but I can't find it. It was the funniest, and the cameraman couldn't find it either.
Yeah.
So it was pretty.
It was probably some fancy Mercedes or something like that where they have it hidden under the hood latch or something like
probably
that.
Probably so. You have to get into it with a lock and key.
4.5 questions.
4.5 questions.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Question number one tomorrow. I just mentioned this in the sports flash. First, the NFL teams can officially begin talking to potential free agents. This is Christmas season for me, probably you too, this and leading up to the NFL draft. Vikings right now have roughly $25 million in cap space, and that's, of course, with AP's contract, which counts $15.4 million against the cap, and no other restrictions of contracts like the Chad Greenway deal I was just talking about. He's going to get paid $7 million, but costs $8.8 against the cap. Greg Jennings, $11 million against the cap. Both general manager Rick Spielman and coach Mike Zimmer have emphatically stated they won't be major players when free agency opens for real on Tuesday, but with the possible restructuring of these contracts that the Vikings are working on in the recent moves to add cap space that we talked about last break, do you think those moves suggest otherwise and they're going to go make a splash? They have enough money to do it.
I mean, they certainly don't have to tell anyone that they're going to do it or that they're going to be players. It really is no advantage to them to say something like that. But they certainly can be putting themselves in a position where if they see someone, you know, go for a while and not get taken by the people they think they're already going to be going to, then obviously they can make a play for it. I mean, if they just hit them just right and it's not really part of their strategy and they say, well, you know, we do have the money, but we're having an itch to go get a player like that in the draft. Why can't we just buy this one now? Mm. You know, 2-3 years in the league. If it's starting to look pretty good to them, you never know. But at least you're in position. Rob Brzezinski and that staff down there upstairs does an incredible job with the salary cap, with those numbers. And if it's there, they're at least in position to make a play.
Vikings only have, I want to say, a little over $200,000 in dead money, which is the lowest in the league, which, again, goes to prove the fact that Brzezinski is an absolute genius.
He's a genius.
And Adrian Peterson's agent, Ben Dogra, shouldn't mess with him because
he'll
I will come
up.
Down
he'll
and
eat him alive.
Clock that ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with my Brzezinski.
Oh, you don't. Rob will have his way with you anyway. I mean, he's not going to run him off anywhere. I mean, he was a guru down in Miami. And that was one of the first hires that they had when the salary cap took off, was to get Robertson. He's been here forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
He's brilliant. But by the time we get back to the radio on Monday, do you think we'll be talking about a potential deal for the Minnesota Vikings? And what position will it be? Who would it be? Who do you think they could possibly target over this weekend? Because, you know, the information is going to leak out.
It definitely will.
I think what
you're talking about also could happen with Adrian Peterson, too. And that has been leaked from time to time. Some of the information, at least from his side of things, has been back in our lap pretty quickly. But, I wouldn't say it's out of the question for them to maybe go out and consider an offensive lineman, a veteran offensive lineman, I suppose. You mentioned the one guy from Cincinnati with the Bengals.
Clint Boiling.
That's a good target. The right price. I don't think they'd make a play with Michael Iupati. If he does, Iupati, if they did, I would be jumping for joy. But I don't think they will do that. And I think they have other plans in the draft. I quite frankly think they're saving up for the draft.
Then I would go potty.
I want to go potty as soon as I find out that they got Mike Iupati. I will take a potty.
Question two, the Twins have lost at least 92 games in the four straight seasons leading up to this one. And predictions, obviously, for this year, not much better, according to the Las Vegas odds. However, anyone who's been paying attention has seen this team's rebuilding effort stockpile some young talent. And the minors are flush with talent that could bear superstar talent here in the near future. I hate to use that word superstar in vain.
Watch what the hell you're doing. You got one per day when it doesn't mean me.
Okay. Okay. I try not to even do one. But while other teams in the AL Central continue to age, especially the Detroit Tigers, Bleacher Report, our favorite website, says the Twins will be a playoff team in October of 2017. Hmm. Would you take the over-under if you were to bet on when the Twins would make the playoffs?
No, I would not. I just would not do that. I've seen kind of where this has gone now for the last 4 years, and we've brought some people aboard each year. Nolasco last year, Hughes, some other people. Then you only to find that your best player, your big timer, goes down every year, Joe Mauer. It's too hard for me to bet on. I don't know the game that well, but you know, I think they have to clearly change an awful lot around here to make that turnaround and find themselves back in the playoffs.
But looking at the lineup.
Age and whatnot throughout the division, I can understand that.
Seriously,
going away from us. You know, it's getting easier around us as we stack this team up a little bit. Maybe it's getting easier on the outside from the Detroits and Chicago's and whatnot. So, not Kansas City.
We were seventh in runs last year, which is pretty decent for the Minnesota Twins, a team that has had problems with pitching. Obviously, Phil Hughes, Ricky Nolasco, Irvin Santana, Kyle Gibson, and a pretty decent bullpen, too, I would think. But the starting lineup, Danny Santana, Brian Dozier, Joe Mauer, Kenny Vargas, Torrey Hunter, Oswaldo Arcia, Trevor Plouffe, Suzuki, Aaron Hicks. With that lineup, they should be decent, and Terry Ryan, the general manager, said he wants to contend in 2015.
Well, that's the attitude.
He says, I wouldn't
bet the over-under. I mean, I seriously would not myself bet the over-under on something
but
like that.
Obviously, you're not putting money down. There's no money exchanging hands here. Would you say that they're going to make the playoffs before 2017 or it's going to be after?
I would say before on 2017, on that number, before, if I didn't have any money down.
Because that would basically be three, not this year, not next year, the year after that.
Yep, correct. I could buy into that one. I would Buxton coming into the mix and, you know, Sano and Alex Myers. You can see some of those kids coming up and making a pretty big difference. If Maurer would just, I mean, that's the big unknown, is your best player, your ace, he's got to show up again. I mean, he's got to finally be Joe Maurer again. I love our chances if that's the case, but right now the highest batting average coming back, returning from last year, is probably Torrey Hunter with a .286.
Oh, yeah, Maurer's Danny about Santana and Kenny Vargas, but they only played, you know, quarter of the season.
Yeah, 20 games or so.
I think a little bit more than that. But question three, the Wild beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 last night.
Yep. Minus Ovechkin.
Minus Ovechkin. Thanks to two goals by our guy Palmer within 5 minutes of each other, both in the third period. They were down 1-0 at that point. Today, Mike Yosa, Devin Dubnyk starting again. Back-to-back games when the team takes on the Hurricanes in Carolina. They face off at 6:05 tonight. His reasoning was that if they don't win games now, games down the stretch won't matter. If you were in charge of the Wild, would you be, when would be too much when it comes to grinding Devin Dubnyk into the ground?
Well, here's my way of thinking. We heard Pete Wagner talk about that mental edge, losing that mental edge to weariness or to physical fatigue finally does wear on you mentally. I don't see either. With Dubnyk, I don't see any either yet. So I mean, why worry about it? He's riding the edge of being on cloud nine. He's riding a high right now. He shows no sign of, you know, going to sleep or falling off his skates. To me, he looks like a guy that's riding the right. You have to play every game right now like it's a playoff game because you will find your way at the end of the year if you try and rest him and then you take a step or two backwards. And you're trying to make up those last games at the end to try and pull, you know, that last slot to get into the playoffs. Why put that kind of pressure on yourself? Know now what you've got and have some slack coming into those last three games and actually rest him then before you go into the playoffs.
Yeah. Mike Yo said because they're going to not have any practice tomorrow, I think it's a mandatory day off and they're going to probably try and skip practice on Sunday. It'll give him a couple of days off in a row, and he didn't want him to lose that mental edge by not starting today because there would be 3 days off where he wasn't playing, but... I don't know. It's something to keep an eye on.
The guy is such a big, strong kid. I mean, yeah, you have to keep your eye on it. But does anyone really think that he's falling apart right now?
No, not yet. But I don't want to get to that point where all of a sudden we're naked then without any goalie because you can't trust Darcy Kemper or Nicholas Backstrom to save your life. We already know that.
So I think that you have to run like hell right now.
All right.
Maybe he does build up enough of a lead where you can afford yourself that a little bit later if we lock in, you know, with like the sixth spot.
But what does it say? I mean, and how disappointing is it that you can't trust any of your backup goalies?
That's
backup goalies for?
We clearly know what that side of the table is. You know, without Dubnyk, we saw what was happening up until the All-Star break. I mean, it was dismal. This team is a completely different team. It's the best team in hockey right now since the break because of Dubnyk. I mean, that's the only other thing that anyone can put a finger on is Devin Dubnyk has been the automatic start of this franchise. They're a good team.
Yeah, I like them. They're fun to watch, that's for sure. Can't wait to get home. Can we go home yet? I want to watch the game. Gopher basketball, men's basketball. They lost to Wisconsin 76-63 last night. No surprise. They had won two games in a row at the Barn against Wisconsin the last two seasons. They came into the season high expectations. They won that NIT last year, but have failed miserably this year. I'm so excited for the regular season to be over. Is that bad to say for the Gophers? Which is on Sunday when they host Penn State, because I can finally be out of my misery from covering this team. They're miserable to watch.
I think it's been tough for a lot of people that thought that maybe this season would be a little more promise after coming off the NIT win, winning the whole thing. Is it maybe another piece or two to the puzzle and, you know, the Nate Masons? That you'd actually pull up in there and actually have a bid at making the tournament. But
okay, two questions here, and I need them to be yes/no because we're running out of time. Let's see here. Should the heat be turned up on Coach Richard Pitino next year?
Yes.
If it goes south again, should he be fired next year?
Yes.
And then I'm going to need more words than on this question. And why can't the Gopher men's teams be good at anything besides hockey?
Well, I think we saw a pretty good football team.
Well,
I think we saw some.
It was okay.
I mean, it's okay.
National championship wrestling team.
Oh, wrestling's pretty good, too. Yeah, I forget wrestling. Yeah,
Jay Robinson's
but football's nice okay. I mean, you're a Big Ten university. You're in downtown Minneapolis. You're in a metropolitan area. Why can't it be a draw for big-time players to come here? Why can't our programs, especially the two big money programs, basketball and football, why can't they be decent?
Well, you're in the Big Ten. I mean, it doesn't matter. You have established a team such as Michigan and Ohio State and Nebraska, Penn State. I mean, those are nostalgic.
It's not like we haven't been around. It's not like we're just...
Oh, we've been around. We won our national championships.
New to the block, but we won our national championships back in, what was it, 1960 or something?
I believe 61 and 62, I believe, somewhere in there.
So disappointing.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that Jerry Kill does not really go for that kind of player. He's been finding his players at the next level down and working with those kind of guys. They play with a lot of heart. They play with a lot of desire, and they are coached up. They are willing to be coached, and he coaches them up to a level that they compete incredibly well, like they did last year. So it's going the right direction.
We got to get going, but NFL rumors obviously coming in all afternoon. Free agent safety LaRon Landry reportedly suspended for the first 10 games of the season next year. They're not saying why, but I would imagine it's probably performance enhancing, would be my guess.
He's big. He's huge.
Too big. NFL rumors also Seahawks and Marshawn Lynch finalizing a one-year $11 million deal, including $9 million signing bonus. So that's basically a $20 million contract?
That's what it sounds like, unless they're guaranteeing nine right now up front of the 11.
Okay.
And it's on a one-year deal.
Okay.
With an option, I'm sure.
Interesting. Half question coming up. A Vikings free agency. Obviously, we talked about it. They can begin talking to potential free agents tomorrow. They can officially sign them on Tuesday. What do you think the Vikings are going to do? One word. I know it's tough. One word. Free agency. Minnesota Vikings.
Scour. They will scour the free agency market, and they will hope for that one guy that slips between the cracks. And if he does, and he's one of their kind of players at the right price tag, they are sitting right there on top of it, and they'll go get him. I think they'll get one or two. Let's take a little break and come on back. You want to do the Twins next?
No, we're talking to Master Testa.
Oh, my goodness. Then we will talk a little Vikings this, little Vikings that, and see which way they might be going. Master Tesfatsian next.
The high-flying Timberwolves are in town. Stop by Hubert's and join superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson, broadcasting live before every Wednesday home game.
The superstar Mike Morris and I will have Timberwolves players and coaches on the air, as well as our awesome ticket girl sampling North Lake beer.
Plus, Hubert's will have adult root beer floats made with Killebrew root beer and North Lake beer on tap.
Wolves Wednesday, presented by North Lakes Brewing and Killebrew root beer. Live from Hubert's, starting at 4 before every Wednesday Wolves home game on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Feel that? Radioactive Sports 105 The Ticket.
When you give so much to an organization, you know, you want to be able to, you know, continue to play for them. Being a loyal guy myself, and I just want to be able to do that. At the same point, you understand that it's a business, and you have to make the correct decision when it comes up.
Chad Greenway with his thoughts.
Na, 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 na.
It's a tough business. It really is. Ask Reggie Wayne. Ask Troy Polamalu. These veteran football players basically being shown the door. Let's hope that's not the case with Chad Greenway. Master Tesfatsian joins us now. Master, it's been a while.
What's going on, guys? It has been a while.
And I don't know where you've been. I think you've been slipping us. I think you've been dipping out on us.
I've been in these neck of the woods.
You've been in those neck of the woods.
Yeah,
but you tend to hang out with Bob Sansevier, and since he's not on the radio today because of the high school hockey state tournament at the XL Energy Center that we're covering all day today, tonight, tomorrow, and the championship games, we thought we'd steal you from Bob. And we appreciate that.
Hey, anytime, guys.
Free agency officially begins on Tuesday, but NFL teams can talk to players starting tomorrow. Do you have any scuttlebutt or any inside information about what the Vikings plan on doing?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the talking has began since the combine. I mean, it's the illegal tampering period. But it's well known that teams talk about these free agents and try to get a grasp about what they want to do going into free agency at the combine when they're in front of all these agents in the hypothetical stance. But for the Vikings, you're looking at defensively. I know for a fact that they're going to be looking for at least two linebackers, either in free agency or through the draft. And it looks like the linebacker situation is getting, thin by the day as more and more teams are starting to re-sign some of their players. We've seen a lot more action, with Ray Mulaga being re-signed by the Bengals yesterday. So, it doesn't look like it was already a thin linebacking class as it was. So, as of the moment, I mean, you're probably going to be looking at, you know, trying to get some guys for bargains. I mean, even bringing back Jasper Brinkley could be an option as well.
What about like guys like A.J. Hawk and Lance Briggs? I mean, he's available now, too. I've been told that he will not be going back to Chicago, and we know that A.J. Hawk's already been released.
Yeah, I mean, A.J. Hawk could be a possibility, but, I mean, Lance Briggs at 34. If that's the scenario that you're trying to look at, I mean, you might as well just bring back Chad Greenway, which it seems like both sides would like to work out a situation. But, you know, publicly it's one thing, but, you know, as we all know, it's all about the money, and if they can agree on a number that works for both sides, and I'm sure they more than happy would like to bring Greenway back, but mm-hmm. it always comes down to money.
Master Tesfatsian, the Minnesota Vikings beat writer for the Star Tribune, I've asked the superstar Mike Morris this already a couple of times today. Obviously, Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman have said emphatically that they're not going to be big players in free agency this year. However, trading Matt Cassel and then releasing Charlie Johnson and possible restructuring of Greg Jennings and Chad Greenway, maybe even Adrian Peterson, does that say otherwise? Because they're going to, I mean, without restructuring any of those deals, they already have $25 million in cap money to play with. That's plenty.
Yeah, and it seems like it continues to grow throughout, you know, with each passing day as they continue to make some of these moves. And, you know, like you said, they took $4.5 million off the books by trading Castle of the Bills, and they took another $2.5 million off the books by releasing Charlie Johnson. So I think they'll make a splash. I mean, we've seen, every time Rick Spielman says something, it tends to be the exact opposite of what exactly happened.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we saw last year that they came out on the books and they signed a guy like Linville Joseph, who was, you know, you're looking at those kind of guys that just are coming off their rookie deals and looking at, you know, their second contract in the NFL. Those are the type of guys that it seems like the Vikings like to target and possibly be wise to target for any NFL team in free agency, just because you still get a young guy who you can still develop, that you can plug in and hopefully get an upgrade in someone who can immediately help at a certain position or a certain need. So if anything, I'd be looking at some of those guys who are just coming off their rookie deals that, you know, possibly could be, I don't want to call them bargains, but you could be looking at, you know, getting them for a good value.
You have to admit, though, with Linville Joseph, it was worth taking a shot.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, shoot. All right, enough comedy jokes. So what do you think they're going to do? I mean, prioritize the needs for the Minnesota Vikings by way of draft or by way of veteran free agency for the money, for the value. What should they be shopping for first and foremost as a veteran free agent prospecting goes on as of tomorrow?
I think, honestly, cornerback would be a place that I would look at. I mean, you look at some of the names that that are out there. Devon House is someone that you can kind of look at as far as, you know, that kind of fits that kind of mold and is also known as being an aggressive cornerback type. I don't think necessarily they'll go after some of the big names like Byron Maxwell. Obviously, Darrell Reeves will probably get the mark as well, but I don't think they'll go after him, obviously, just because he'll be asked for a grip of money. But, I mean, you look at those kind of guys, you know, that you know, that are, again, just coming off their first year contract and going to their second year. I mean, I'm just trying to think some other names off the top of my head right now, but I'm blanking out right now.
Well, Master, let me add to the list here. How about guard Clint Bowling from the Cincinnati Bengals? He's 25, 6'5", 3'10". Might be somebody we're looking for on the left guard coming off. Like I said, he's the same thing with middle linebacker Mason Foster from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, 25, 6'2", 241. Those guys that you're talking about that aren't necessarily the monster names, but they're coming off their first contract and they're still young, still malleable. Somebody that maybe Mike Zimmer would like to coach and definitely coach up, which is what he likes to do anyway.
And another name also, Kareem Jackson, also who's a free agent cornerback from the Texans. I mean, you look at someone like him as well, who, you know, also fits that kind of mold. He could be asking, you know, probably to make a little bit more than, you know, maybe perhaps Devon House. I don't even know exactly where I'd put him at as far as some of the top cornerbacks go, but I mean, he looks like someone who could be, you know, you could consider in the top five. Only 26 years old, could also fit this type of scheme with what he brings. So, I mean, those type of guys is probably what they're going to be focused at, trying to, you know, maintain some of the youth that's on this team while also bringing, you know, somewhat of experienced 4 or 5 year type of guys in.
I think so too, and I think that's the best combination platter, if you will. Now, looking at the draft and having a pretty good chunk of money to go work with, what about going out with the 11th pick overall in the draft this year and getting a guy like Trey Waynes. He's from Michigan State. I love that cornerback. I think he's a great player.
And there is interest there in that. I mean, that is definitely a possibility that Waynes could be the pick there at number 11 with the Vikings. He's doing this little. I think he had announced that he's going to meet with the Vikings as well, as far as part of his pre-draft visits and stuff. So just talking to people as well, just thinking that there is a possibility that Waynes could be there. Another aggressive cornerback. I mean, you've seen the guys that Michigan State kind of puts out nowadays. He kind of fits that mold of some of these Michigan State cornerbacks that have come out as of late. Just a very aggressive guy that could fit the scheme as well. The biggest thing with all the cornerbacks, I would say, is just, being able to acclimate and get adjusted to Zimmer's scheme and how much he just hounds on the technique there at that position. And it can take adjustment because we've seen some guys, catch the wind eventually, just like Baby Rhodes we saw the season. Guys like Castromano, as we saw, it was difficult for him to try and adjust to a new scheme and a new technique when he was so comfortable with what he was doing in Carolina.
Yeah, Master Tesfatsi, maybe go to a window. You're kind of breaking up here just a little bit. Star Tribune Vikings beat writer. Tavares Jackson, interested in coming back to be Teddy Bridgewater's backup quarterback, saying today, I'd definitely love to come back. He's 31, played the last two seasons backing up in Seattle. I still go to Minnesota to train every summer, he says. Coming there, I think I could definitely help Teddy out. I love being in Minnesota. It's a place that I'll never forget. It's part of my life. I don't know why the Vikings wouldn't be interested in me. He also went on to say, I think I could really help him. I think I could help put things into perspective for Teddy Bridgewater with football and outside of football. I feel I can help him just making the game a little easier and kind of learning from my mistakes and stuff. What are your thoughts on bringing Tavares Jackson back as Teddy Bridgewater's backup quarterback?
Yeah, exactly what you just said. I mean, every single veteran quarterback could do the exact same thing. I don't think I'd be for it, honestly. Honestly, I thought the Vikings should have kept Castle, even for the cost, but it seems as if Castle thought that he could still be a starter somewhere in the NFL, which the Bills also thought the same. I would not. There's some other better options out there than Tavares Jackson. I wouldn't necessarily would want to bring him back, and I think it'd be, unlikely that the Vikings would move in that type of manner. I mean, look, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there right now in free agency who have North Turner ties that are veterans that could also serve as a mentor and someone that could help Bridgewater in North Turner's offense and continue to grow into a high caliber quarterback. And Tavares Jackson, I don't think necessarily fits that mold at all.
Yeah, but what about
Hoyer?
Brian Hoyer. What are these other quarterbacks that have connections to North Turner that you're talking about?
Sean Hill, Charlie Whitehurst, Brian Hoyer as well. Jason Campbell's out there as well.
Sean Hill played here 20 years ago.
Yeah,
Four score, 7 years
ago.
Yeah, he did.
He actually played here when the Gettysburg Address was written. but anyway, long time ago. But yeah, there are better options out there. I can think of several before I'd go that direction.
Tavares,
of all people.
Yeah.
Bring back Joe Webb, for God's sake.
Might as well bring back Christian Ponder then if we're getting the gold band back together. All the failed quarterbacks of the Minnesota Vikings that we've drafted.
Of those two, I would.
Franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, no question. Master T from the Star Tribune, beat writer for the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you for your time, sir. Come back with us when you can.
Appreciate it, guys.
You bet.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
He knows his stuff.
Oh, he's a great guy.
And we didn't have enough time, but I would like to have asked him a little bit about AP and how he thinks that's going to go down. He's a Texas kid.
Yeah.
So it would have been kind of a nice thing to listen to his thoughts on where he thinks that.
Well, why didn't you ask him about it?
Well, you know what? I wish I had. I really do wish I had. But funny enough, I'm running out of time.
It's our radio show. We can ask anybody we want to any question we feel like.
Well, let's call Adrian then.
All right. Give his number.
see if we can line that up somewhere, somehow.
He's not taking my calls as of late, for some reason. He hasn't been really taking my calls since September.
Well, he's
I don't
making
know why.
A lot of calls to the right people. He likes to talk to people. It's not like he doesn't like to talk to people.
He likes to talk to the cuties from ESPN, though. That's who he's talking to. And I was talking to a friend and a huge Minnesota Vikings fan the other day. The reason why he doesn't want to come back, they were speculating, and I don't necessarily disagree, and you and I have talked about this before.
Endlessly.
About all the hussies. His wife, the reason she is uneasy and doesn't want him to come back here is because he's got allegedly 1,900 kids. Obviously, I'm over-exaggerating here.
It's close, though.
These different women and these sexcapade little things at the hotels down in Bloomington and this
There's
and that.
There's way more than this case that we're talking about.
That's why she doesn't want Adrian Peterson to come back to the Vikings.
Well, plus, how's he, I mean, we talked with Brian Murphy about some of these things and how it's going to follow him everywhere. It doesn't matter what happens, whatever team he may end up with is.
There are women in every city, by the way.
Pretty much, that's what I'm getting at. So good luck trying to find another place where he isn't already acquainted with another woman. So anyway, let's just move along a little bit here and not be so judgmental on our running back. Like it ever mattered. And when we come back.
What do you want to talk about?
You want to talk about Twins or not?
We can talk about the Twins.
Talk about the Twinkies and you know what?
Today.
You know what? We've got a little this, a little that.
Go ahead.
We'll make it blend. No, we've had to sort of improvise here a little bit on a big hockey day.
Oh, you're fine.
Down at the Excel. So we're going to do that. We'll talk about the Twins next.
Minnesota Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.